Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, clap your hands and shout if you believe it tonight. Come on, everybody!
in the midst of the crowd. Came in anyway, even though you weren't loud. No, no, no. I can hear you saying within yourself, if I can just touch Jesus, I don't need a touch from nobody else. It's your time for your miracle. So don't you be discouraged. Don't you be dismayed. For you've not been denied. No, no, no. It's only been delayed. It seems it may not be your turn in life, but don't you get discouraged. Just stay in the line, for it's your time for your miracle.
I wish I had a witness here to do it.
One more time. I can see the woman
just touch
as she began.
down what you need right now. Pull down what you need by faith. Pull down what you need by faith.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Welcome, 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 welcome to our Sunday service here at the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, where Jesus Christ is the Lord. Amen. We want to thank you for coming by to have church with us today on our fellowship services. Amen. I am Dr. Alfreda. I'm the pastor of the ministry. Amen. And we just want to thank God. Amen. For you, for you, for you, and for you too. So get yourself comfortable. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Put on your praise shoes. Amen. Get your Bible. Get your notepads. Amen. Let us tune in. Amen. For our fellowship with the Lord on the Lord's day. Amen. And amen. At this time, we want to have our opening prayer from our minister, Joanne Thurman, out of Philadelphia. Amen. Bless the Lord, Sister Thurman, and the floor is yours.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
First, giving God honor and praise, Lord of my life. We invite you in, Holy Spirit, to this service. Father God in heaven, it's once again your humble servant come to you, Father. Thankful, God, for another Sunday service. Thankful, God, that you've given us another opportunity to come, Father God, to hear what thus said the Lord. Father, we're asking you today to open up our hearts and our minds, our spirits, our soul, our body, Father God, to hear, to accept your word and your will, Father God. Mold us and mend us, Father God. Do what you have us to do, Father God, for the glory of your kingdom, for the glory of you, Father God. Father God, we worship you in the beauty of your holiness this morning, Father God. You are great and greatly to be praised, Father God, this morning. And we come ever so grateful, thanking you, Father, for showing your love on us this morning, Father God. Father God, we're asking you to forgive us of our many sins, Father God, the ones we know of, the ones we don't know of. Father God, each and every day, mortify our flesh, Father, make us better, Father God. And Father God, as you're changing us from the inside out and from the outside in, Father, let us be your servants, true servants and worshipers, witnesses, Father God, to do your holy will. Father, let us spread your word to someone that might be in need, Father God, because we all stand in need of something. Father, let us be that beacon of light to someone who might be weary, worn, and sad, Father God, in these trying times, Father. Let us lift them up, Father God, and as we lift them up, let us encourage ourselves, even in the struggles, Father God. And then, Father God, we give you praise because you are worthy of our praise, Father God. So we shout hallelujah to you this morning, Father God, for the fresh anointing in your word is coming to us today, Father. We're asking you to touch our shepherdess, Father, and all those that are lifting up the word all over the world, Father, right now, Father God, in unity, lifting up the name of Jesus, spreading the gospel, Father God, the good news, Lord, that you are risen and that you're coming back for a church without a spot or wrinkle. Father God, let us chew on this word, Father God, and Father God, let us take it all week long, Father God, and lead us and guide us along the way, Father. Father, we're asking you to bless those that are less fortunate than us. Bless those that might be ill. Bless those that are in pain today. Bless those that are in circumstances that might not even be of their own making. Bless the incarcerated, Father God. Bless those that are in trouble, Lord. Bless those that are lost and turned out, Father God. Bless those that are confused. Father, bless the parents that are praying for their children and their parents and their siblings. Father God, fortify our prayers, Father God. Father God, we need you now more than ever before. Father, we're lifting up the vaccines that are being shot in everyone's arm right now. Father, with your blessing, we're asking you to touch and heal through the vaccine, Father, because we know all good things come from you, Lord. And we're thankful, Father. Father God, hallelujah. Help your people, Father God, because we stand in the need of your help, Father. Father God, we're just so grateful that you've chosen us for times such as this, Father God, to give you glory, to give you all the honor and all the praise that you're worthy of, Father. Keep us in the due bounds of your mercy, Father God. Cover us with your blood, Father God, and protect us, protection for our families as we go to and fro through the week, Father God. Protect our children as they might be going back to school, Father God. Shield us from hurt, harm, and danger, Father God, and give us traveling mercies as we go, Father God. Father God, meet us at the points of our needs, Father God, and then we thank you, Father God, for the extra that you always give us, Lord, that you give us our hopes and our dreams and our wishes and our desires, Father God, the gift from you, God, because of the great love that you have for us, Father God. And Father God, we just, like I said, we're just so grateful. So we give you all the honor and all the glory. Father God, this is your servant's prayer. Bless this service, God. And we thank you again. With no repercussion of the enemy whatsoever to come up against us, Father God, we do pray. This is your service prayer. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen and amen. Bless the Lord. Thank you for the servant's prayer. Amen. And we touch and we agree in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Amen. We bless the name of the Lord. We'd like to turn your attention this morning to the book of St. Mark, chapter number 5. St. Mark, chapter number 5. And we're going to read a few verses in your hearing, starting in verse number 21. Mark chapter number 5, verse number 21. And it reads as thus. And when Jesus was passed over again by ship unto the other side, much people gathered unto him, and he was nigh unto the sea. And behold, there cometh one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name. And when he saw him, he fell at his feet and besought him greatly, saying, My little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay thy hands on her, that she may be healed, and she shall live. And Jesus went with him, and much people followed him and thronged him. And a certain woman, which had an issue of blood 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing better, but rather grew worse. And when she heard of Jesus, she came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, If I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, Who touched my clothes? And his disciples said unto him, Thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, Who touched me? And he looked round about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, Daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace. And behold of thy plague. While he yet spake, there came from the ruler of the synagogue's house certain which said, Thy daughter is dead. Why troubleth thou the master any further? As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he said unto the ruler of the synagogue, be not afraid, only believe. And he suffered no man to follow him, save Peter and John, and John, the brother of James. And he suffered no man to follow him, save Peter, except Peter and James, and John, the brother of James. And he cometh to the house of the ruler of the synagogue, and seeth the tumult, and them that wept and wailed greatly. And when he was come in, he said unto them, why make ye this ado and weep? The damsel is not dead, but sleep. And they laughed him to scorn. But when he had put them all out, he taketh the father and the mother of the damsel and them that were with him and entered in where the damsel was lying. And he took the damsel by the hand and said unto her, Talitha kumi, which is being interpreted, damsel, I say unto thee, arise. And straightway the damsel arose and walked, for she was 12 years old. And they were astonished with a great astonishment. And he charged them straightly that no man should know it, and commanded that something should be given her to eat. Amen. And this is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. Amen. Glory be to God. From this portion of scripture, beloved, we're coming to you with a subject, a personal invitation to your house, a personal invitation to your house. Amen. We are going to, have another song. Amen. And then we will come immediately into the word of God for the hour. Amen and amen.
I expect a miracle today.
That's what she's saying.
Nothing is impossible to those who believe and say. And I believe God's word is still the same. And I expect a miracle today. The little woman with the issue of blood said to herself, if I can touch but his clothes, I know I will be whole. She pressed through the crowd from behind. She touched his clothes. Her blood began to dry. And she knew she received the miracle she needed that day. The centurion with the servant who was ill heard that Jesus had the power to heal. And he said, Lord, if you just speak the word, I know my servant will be healed. Jesus said, go your way as you believe. You will find your servant healed and free. Because he came expecting a miracle from me. Is impossible to those who believe and say, and I believe God's word is still the same. So I expect a miracle today. So if you feel you're at the end of your rope, circumstances don't provide you much hope, but your heart says there's a way. My friend, I know of an anchor secure. The word of God will always stand sure. What he said he will do, if you just expect him to, a miracle can happen to you.
Yes.
So don't be moved by the things that you see, but with your faith, just believe that Jesus is the same as he was yesterday. He still works miracles for those who believe. As you speak the word in faith, you will see your whole life begin to change, because he came expecting a miracle from me. So do you expect your miracle today? For nothing is impossible when you just believe and say. Oh, you should know God's word is still the same. So expect your miracle today. I expect my miracle.
Do you expect your miracle?
Amen. And Father God, we thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. Amen and amen. We want to thank God, amen, for this portion of scripture on today, beloved, amen. And it begins by telling us, amen, about a ruler of the synagogue, and his name was Jairus, amen. And he approached Jesus, amen. Glory be to God. And so we want to thank God that the faith and the boldness, amen, that it took him, amen, and the humility, amen, to face Jesus, amen. Glory be to God. And we see in this man, this ruler, beloved, that he had great faith, a great faith that that Jesus admired. And before he could approach the Lord, beloved, we see here that he had to first know the will of God. His faith was strong, but his faith first knew the will of God, and that is what gave him the unction. That's what gave him the boldness. That's what gave him the tenacity, whatever was needed for him to approach Jesus in the first place. He knew that Jesus had the power to heal. See, and he was convinced that Jesus was going to do it. See, he knew the will of God. He knew that it was God's will for us to live and not die. He knew that it was God's will for us to be healed. He knew that it was God's will for us to prosper. And so Jairus was bold enough, and Jairus was confident enough, amen, to walk up to Jesus. And before he asked Jesus for anything, beloved, oh, my God, my God, my God. The Bible says, amen, hallelujah, that he bowed. He bowed. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Before he asked him for anything, he bowed and acknowledged him. Acknowledged him as Lord, acknowledged him as God, acknowledged him, hallelujah. And so we want to, hallelujah, give God the praise, amen. When we can seek the face of God before we can seek the hand of God, amen. And so he bowed, beloved, amen, glory be to God. After he bowed, amen, he asked Jesus a question. Oh, my God, aren't you happy that we have a God that we can talk to, a God that we can communicate with, glory be to God, amen, hallelujah. He asked him a question, hallelujah, because, beloved, he knew that his question was going to be answered. His faith was built on what he knew. On what he knew, he had already heard about Jesus. He already knew Jesus' reputation. The word was out. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So he knew, amen, hallelujah, if he could just make a connection with Jesus, it would be well, beloved. Amen, hallelujah. You got to know. You got to know. You got to know, glory. You can't be second guessing. You can't be doubting. You can't be in and out. Glory be. But you got to have a firm faith in what you know. Hallelujah. Jesus asked Peter a question. Amen. Who do you say that I am? Well, Peter knew and Jairus knew. Amen. And so, beloved, we have to know. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Beloved, faith knows the will of God. See, glory be to God. You can't activate faith unless you know the will of God. And we blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Because your faith will stand when it's standing on the word. Why? Because it's not going down. Why? Because Jesus is not going down. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, a promise is a promise with the Lord. Amen. And so, beloved, amen, Jairus was bold enough to ask Jesus a question. Amen. Glory be to God. And it comes right out and it tells us, amen, glory be to God, hallelujah,
in verse number 23, and he besought Jesus greatly with compassion, with urgency. My little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay your hands on her that she may be healed and she may live. Chances are, beloved, she was probably already slipping out into the other side. She was already in transition. Glory be to God. It was a desperate situation. Amen. And the Bible says we have not because we ask not. And he said, look, glory be to God, I ain't got nothing to lose. So he put the question out there, beloved, amen, hallelujah. But before Jesus, glory be to God, beloved, could go with Jairus, glory be to God, verse number 24, it says that Jesus started to follow him, glory be to God, but much people was around Jesus, because, you know, Jesus could always attract the crowd. For whatever the reason might be, maybe they was looking for a fish dinner. Yeah. Or maybe they was looking for the signs or looking for the miracles. Jesus always approached, attracted a crowd. But before Jesus, amen, here we see that Jairus believed that if I can just get Jesus to my house, I'm giving you an invitation, Jesus. Jesus, I'm inviting you to my house. Come on in. It ain't the cleanest. Glory be to God. I don't have the most modern furniture, but I'm inviting you to my house. Jesus said, "Show, I'll come." But before Jesus could get there, there was some interference. There was somebody else. Amen. Who believed also? Glory be to God. I said Jairus wasn't the only one that was believing. Before Jesus could even get to Jairus' house, there was another appointment, glory be to God, with a woman with an issue of blood. Beloved, sometimes you're wondering, amen, when Jesus going to show up? Why it's taking Jesus so long? Glory be to God, because he's over there attending, amen, to somebody else's need, somebody else. Amen. And God has an urgent situation also. Glory be to God. And the Bible says that this woman here had an issue of blood. Hallelujah. She has a blood issue. Amen. Hallelujah. But matter of fact, beloved, the Bible says she had a plague. Do you know anyone that has ever been plagued, subject to a plague? Have you ever had a plague to afflict you? Glory be to God. Technically, let us just stop for a moment here and see what is a plague. Glory be to God. Beloved, we tend to use this word plague to describe worldwide pandemic outbreaks, such as COVID-19, the bubonic plague, et cetera, beloved. But that is not the way it is used here in this particular verse, beloved, coming out of Mark chapter number 5, 29. It tells of a woman who had an issue of blood for 12 years. Beloved, specifically Mark 5, 29 says that when this woman touched Jesus, she was healed of her plague. Yet, this woman's sickness was not contagious, nor was it life-threatening, since she had had it for 12 years, beloved. Glory be to the living God. But according to Mark 5, this woman was sick for 12 years. She had spent all of her money on physicians. However, instead of her getting better, she only grew worse. Then one day, she heard of Jesus, the same time Jairus heard of Jesus, amen, and she set out to find him. And the Bible says that this woman came up behind him in the crowd and reached out and touched the hem of his garment. And immediately, power flowed out of Jesus into her body, beloved. And the Bible says she was healed of that plague. And according to these verses, beloved, this was a 12-year affliction that simply wouldn't go away or permanently respond through any type of medical treatment. Perhaps this woman would get better temporarily, but then it would just recur again. She gets better, then she gets sick. She gets sick. This week she's doing good. Next week she's not doing that good. 12 years, beloved. So when we look up the word plague, beloved, in the Greek New Testament, glory be to God, we'll find out that the definition for this word plague, beloved, it did not describe a pandemic disease at all. The Greek word for plague, beloved, is mastigos. And it's a very unusual word to be translated plague. But, beloved, when I studied the Greek out, glory be to God, this word mastigos was translated, glory be to God, is a borrowed word for the word torture. Specifically, beloved, this word mastigos denoted the act of recurrently beating a prisoner or victim. And once the person's wounds had mended, then the torture would bring them back to the whipping post, where they were struck again and again and again. And these beatings, beloved, were sporadic, but they were constant. And although they were not serious enough to kill the victim, it kept them in constant pain. It kept them in constant misery. It was torment and abuse, a scourge, beloved, that caused great suffering and prolonged anguish. I'm sure you can see why this word was used to describe the condition of this woman with the issue of blood. For her ailment struck her over again and again and again for 12 long years. She experienced a sporadic, regular attack of this condition all those years. It was a physical torment that would not go away, but just kept coming back again and again and again. It's interesting, beloved, that this was the original meaning of the Greek word mastigos. The word plague, beloved, that was used to describe this woman's long, protracted ailment. Now, let's think about this scenario for a moment. This woman did not die from her affliction. It simply kept her life torn up for 12 years. This was a plague that struck this woman over and over and over again. She'll feel better, and then suddenly that affliction would reappear to strike her again. And by the time, beloved, we read of this poor woman here in the fifth chapter of Mark, beloved, she had been afflicted with this reoccurring ailment for 12 years. The doctors tried to help, but there was simply nothing they could do to permanently relieve the misery that this woman had lived with for more than a decade of her life. It wasn't serious enough to kill her, but it made her life continually miserable. But the Bible tells us when she touched Jesus with her faith, in the midst of Jesus going to Jairus' house, that she was instantly made well of that torturous, reoccurring affliction. So, beloved, what is a plague? Well, according to Mark 5 and 29, a plague is an ailment. It's a sickness or an affliction that regularly strikes an individual again, again, and again. It is a reoccurring condition that is not serious enough to kill, but continually keeps the individual sick and miserable. terrible. It is a sick, a devilish attack upon an individual's physical body that causes discomfort and causes pain. Now, thus, the word mastigos, beloved, translated plague, would describe chronic conditions such as migraine headaches, rashes, allergic reactions, high blood pressure, foot fungus, and so on and so forth. These are conditions that come and go, and they can last for years and rarely, permanently respond to medical treatment or the doctor's therapy, beloved. Glory be to God. So this is more than a medical condition that this woman was facing, beloved. It was a premeditated spiritual attack. Now, medicine, beloved, glory be to God, is an important tool. Even Jesus, in one of the scriptures, when someone was sick, he said, these people here, they need a doctor. He said, these people here need a physician. Right? So we thank God for doctors, beloved. Amen. Glory be to God. But however, throwing medicine at a spiritual attack can at best bring only temporary relief. The symptoms will inevitably come back again because you're dealing with an attack, beloved, and not an entirely physical problem. But this woman here, amen, touched Jesus. Oh, she touched Jesus, beloved, with her plague, with this continual harassment on his way. And Jesus wasn't too busy to stop. I know Jairus was over there looking at his watch and said, my God, she ain't got but a couple more minutes. Woman, can you get your healed? You know how it is when we want our blessing. I'm sure that Jairus said, woman, please, amen. But let me tell you, beloved, God is the slowest man that's always on time. So God, Jesus stopped to heal this woman, amen, with this issue, glory be to God, and then continues on to Jairus' house because Jairus had given him an invitation. Jairus made room, hallelujah, at his house for Jesus. Oh, my God. He made room, glory be to God. We're having guests today. We're having company today, glory be to God. So often people want to shut you out. They don't want you coming to their house. They don't like entertaining. They don't like visitors. Glory be to God. But Jairus made room. His door was open. He opened up this door to let Jesus in. Now, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Come on in to my house. Lord, you are welcome in this house. Lord, you are welcome in the house. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And beloved, we see here that Jairus, amen, his faith. Hallelujah. We see his strong faith where he trusted God's timing. He trusted God's timing, beloved. Yeah, Jesus made a couple pit stops, glory be to God, attending to the needs of other people, glory be to God, didn't come exactly when Jairus wanted, but he trusted God's timing. But let me tell you, God can never be late. Even if life is gone, there is still hope. Even if the situation dies in the interim, there is still hope. Even if the situation goes down, even if it goes bankrupt, glory be to God, there is still hope. Oh, ask Lazarus, ask Mary, ask Martha, 4 days. I said there's still hope. As long as God is on the throne, my beloved, there is hope. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. But we see that for Lazarus, for Jairus to get his breakthrough, glory be to God, hallelujah, he approached Jesus. He wasn't afraid to ask tongue. And the devil's always going to try to speak in your ears. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And verse number 35, it says, and while Jesus just spoke as he was sinning, the woman that had the issue that was healed of her issue, as he was sending her away, he said, there came from the ruler of the synagogue's house certain which said, thy daughter is dead. Don't bother Jesus. Let's let Jesus go on about his business, because she's dead now. Boy, you waited too late. She gone. She passed over. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He guarded his ear gates. He ignored those faithless words. He said, I ain't listening. I ain't listening. You see, beloved, those who came with that report, their faith was not high enough. They didn't think, amen, that Jesus could do it, because after all, she's dead already. There ain't no need in coming to our house. The party is over. Glory be to God. But Jairus said, I ain't listening. He said, it is well. He said, I ain't listening. She is all things are possible. Man's extremity is God's opportunity to work. But love it. Let me ask you a question. Who are you listening to? Who's speaking into your ear gates? Who are you listening to telling you it can't be done? Who are you listening to telling you it's too late? Who are you listening to telling you it'll never happen? Who are you listening to telling you you're too old, you're too dark? Come on now, you're too poor. Who are you listening to telling you you're too uneducated? Who are you listening to telling you you're too sick? Who are you listening to? Jerry said, I ain't having it. I ain't having it. And so when the Bible says, when they came with this report saying, Jesus, go on now, because the girl is dead. And when they told Jairus, said, your daughter's dead, Jesus heard it, the Bible says. He heard the conversation. And Jesus turns around to Jairus and speaks these words. He said, only believe. Only believe. Hold on to your faith, Jairus. Rock steady, Jairus. Don't believe the bad report. Faith acts like a thing is so, even when it's not so, so that it'll be so, because God said so. You can decree a thing and it shall be established. Death and life are in the power. Hold on, Jairus. It ain't what it looked like. He told Jairus, and Jairus only believe. Don't lose grip. Don't stop your faith. Hold on to your faith, Jairus. He said, everything gonna be all right. He said, everything gonna be all right, but you got to believe, because it's only one requirement, Jairus. It's only one requirement, and faith is the only requirement. Faith is the only requirement. Don't drop your faith now, because look, without faith, it is impossible to please God. If you drop everything else, just don't drop your faith. He said, everything going to be all right. My brothers and my sisters, let me tell you this morning that the devil's interruptions cannot cancel God's appointment. Glory be to God. Faith must hold on to God's word. You got to hold on. Brother Joe said, though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. I can't see it, but I'm gonna hold on. After I've done all the staying, I'm going to keep on standing. I'm sometimes up, sometimes down, sometimes level to the ground. I can't see my way, but I'm going to hold on. Brother Abraham said, I don't know where you're taking me, Father, but I'm going to hold on. Glory be to God. I'm going to hold on to my change, because I ain't going to let my faith go, because if I let my faith go, I don't have nothing else. Hallelujah. I'm left empty. I'm going to hold on. Trouble in my way. I've got to cry sometime, but I'm going to hold on. I'm going to hold on. Glory be to God. Faith must hold on to God's word. beloved. Jairus didn't duck his face for fear. That's what the devil wanted him to do. The devil wanted to do an exchange. The devil wants to say, Jairus, now give me that faith, and I'm going to give you my fear. Fear has torment. Fear is of the devil. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. The devil wanted to do an exchange. Your faith or my fear? But he said, No. Jairus held on, beloved, because he knew that faith without works is dead. Jairus worked his faith. First he bowed before Jesus. Then he presented his request. Then he led Jesus to his house with an open invitation. Glory be to God. Then he acted on Jesus' words instead of the words of his friends. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Here Jairus backed up his faith with proper actions, and he got his results. Somebody say, I got just what I wanted. I got just what I wanted. I got just what I wanted from the Lord. Hallelujah. I got just what I wanted. I got just what I wanted. I got just what I wanted from the Lord. So Jesus shows up, as I speed on here now. So Jesus shows up in Jairus' house because he had an invitation. Jesus will come to your house too if you gave him an invitation, by the way. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And sometimes you ask me, you're going to the party? You're going to the wedding? Well, I know I'm not going. Why are you not going? Because I didn't get an invitation. It would be rude for me to show up and I didn't get an invitation. I want you to know that Jesus will show up in your house if you gave him an invitation. So here Jesus is going to show up at the house. Now, Jesus could have came alone, beloved, because he is enough. Jesus is the answer all by himself. All power belongs to God. He didn't have to bring nobody with him, but the Bible says he brought three people with him. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. All right. And then to tell you right here, the three that he brought with him, glory be to God. Hallelujah. He brought with him Peter, and he brought James, and he brought John. Amen. Hallelujah. 1, 2, 3. Amen. Representing the Trinity. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And the Bible says when Jesus showed up at Jairus' house, there was a bunch of professional mourners there, because that's what they did back in those days. When somebody died, they would hire professional mourners, and they would come and weep, and they would wail, and they would weep, and they would wail, and they got paid for doing this. Glory be to God. But so they were there when Jesus got there, but Jesus threw them out. Jesus threw him out, beloved. Sometimes we got to get real radical. Sometimes you got to throw some people out too. Jesus had to disconnect Jairus and his family from hindrances. He had to disconnect them from negative influence. He had to disconnect them from people who did not have the same spirit of faith. He had to disconnect them. He didn't ask them to leave. He threw them out. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because they was already convinced the girl was dead. Glory be to God. They was already convinced the situation was, they was already convinced, amen, that the foreclosure was taking place. They was already convinced. Wasn't nothing you could do to stop the eviction, was to stop the repossession. Wasn't nothing. Glory be, wasn't nothing. They was already convinced. Contact the funeral parlor because, amen, it's going to be a funeral. They was already convinced. You ever had some people come up, glory be to God, you in the hospital, glory be to God, sick, and they come up there talking death? You were there planning on coming home, and they up there planning your funeral. You got to stay away from those people, y'all. It's contagious, and Jesus knew it was contagious. That's why he threw them out. But let me, faith can only produce under an atmosphere of inspiration. Get away from people who do not inspire you. And beloved, the Bible tells us that Jesus went over to the little girl, glory be to God, hallelujah, touched the hand, and Jesus worked a miracle. He brought her back to life. Amen. Jesus came. He brought the power. Jesus is the power. Jesus defeated death. The girl was dead. They were saying, they laughed at Jesus. Jesus said, she ain't dead. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. What Jesus was saying, and she wasn't dead, to stay dead. Oh, my God, Jesus. I hear the Holy Ghost in your situation look dead, but it ain't dead, to stay dead. Your money looks dead, but it ain't dead to stay dead. Your health looks dead, but it ain't dead to stay dead. Your situation looks dead, but it ain't dead to stay dead. Because Jesus has an invitation to the house. He defeated death. Revelation 1 and 18 says, I am he who lives and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore, and I have the keys of Hades and of hell. Glory be to God. Jesus spoke to the situation, and the situation came back to life. Glory be to God. The Bible tells us that there was a valley of dry bones. Glory be to God. God asked Ezekiel, can these bones live? Glory be to God. The bones have been dead so long. There was no flesh on the bone. There was no sinew on the bone. There wasn't nothing but a bunch of dry, broken bones. But when God spoke to the bones through the life of Ezekiel, glory be to God, the Bible said, bone to what connected the bone, and they heard the clicking where the foot bone connected to the ankle bone, and the ankle bone connected to the knee bone, and the knee bone connected to the thigh bone, and the thigh bone made a connection to the backbone, and the backbone connected to the shoulder bone, and the shoulder bone connected to the arm bone, and to the neck bone, bone on bone. Why? Because God spoke to a bad situation. Jesus, when Jesus, Lazarus been dead for days, they moved a stone away to loose them and let him go. Lazarus, come for. I think God is able to talk to your bad situation. I don't care how bad it is. I don't care the house might be running a monk, might be looking bad. Glory be to God. Might be depressing. Maybe you're thinking about leaving, looking for some place to run. Depressed and oppressed, contemplating suicide. It ain't never been this bad. Feel like the devil living up in your house. I say God is able to talk to a dead situation and speak life in it, but he got to get an invitation of faith. Hallelujah. Lazarus believed. He believed. The woman with the issue of blood, she believed. God is looking for some faith. If you can grab hold of faith and give God an invitation, he'll show up, and he'll show up on time. He'll show up on time. You might say, well, the court date is right after the pandemic. I don't care what your watch looks like. God has his own watch. Hallelujah. And God will show up at your house soon. And check this out as I close, beloved. Nobody asked Jesus to come and raise the dead. They didn't ask Jesus to do that. Jairus said, just come on and touch my daughter. Just come on and speak to my daughter. Beloved, Ephesians 3 and 20 says, now unto him who is exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. God always shows up and goes over and beyond. His ways are higher than our ways. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. God will always do it grand style. Nobody asked Jesus to come and raise the dead. He always going to give you more, beloved, than what you put out. Good measure, pressed down, shaking together, running over, 30, 60, 100 fold. Giving it shall be given. Put your faith out, it's going to return back to you. He always going to give you more than what you was looking for. Oh, glory be to God, beloved. Beloved, we can learn a lesson here from Jairus and from this woman. Glory be to God. What did they do? They called on him with their whole heart. With their whole heart. With their whole heart, they believe. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Jairus gave him an invitation to his house. Hallelujah. I'm encouraging you this morning to give God an invitation. Give God a chance. Give God an opportunity. I know you've been trying to fix it. Get out of the way. God don't need your help. Get this move out there. Let God be God. Let God be God. Move up out of God's way. Give God an invitation and just leave. And leave. Hallelujah. Real estate agents will tell, hallelujah, the seller, when they sell in the house, they say that when the buyer comes, we want you to leave. You in the way, showing in the kitchen. They see the kitchen. They see the lift. Just leave. Go to your neighbor's house. Just leave till the showing is over. Beloved, just leave and let God fix it. Invite them to your house and just leave. Open the door and just leave. Hallelujah. Let God work it. Hallelujah. Just go into your hiding place. Let the storm pass over. The storm is raging in our lives. Just let the storm just lay low, baby. Lay low. They say when the hurricanes come, amen, they say how they go into the basin. They go and they lay in the bathtub. They go to a place and lay low to the storm pass over. Sometimes you just got to go somewhere and lay low. Hallelujah. Invite them to your house, beloved. And stop taking for granted, amen, that God know what to do. He said, you have not because you ask not. Jairus got what he wanted because he had the faith to ask God for it. The woman with the issue of blood, amen, got her healing because she asked God for it. He said, and you will seek me and find me when you search for me with your whole heart. God is waiting for it to come out of your mouth. Beloved, you can't even experience salvation unless it come out of your mouth. He said, if you believe it in your heart and confess with your mouth, you're not even saved unless you say something. And they worship him in spirit and in truth. The woman, they with the issue of blood, amen. In the beginning of that scripture, he called her daughter. And then after her healing, amen, glory, he called her woman in the beginning of the scripture. And after her healing, he called her daughter. She was adopted into the family of God. She got her healing and her salvation. Spirit and truth, beloved. I come to tell you this morning, amen. Nothing is impossible with God. I don't care if it's been 12 years or 22 years. I don't care if it's been there for 5 minutes, 5 days, 5 weeks, amen, or 5 years. Nothing is impossible with God. Only believe. He is the same God yesterday, today, and forever. If he did it for the widow woman, and the historians tell us that her name was Veronica, maybe it was, maybe it wasn't, amen. But if he did it for her, if he did it for Jairus, beloved, God will do it for you. Only thing that they had, beloved, they didn't have anything special. All they had was faith to believe that God was able, faith to believe, hallelujah, that God cared enough. Jesus cares. He cares. He cares. Everything that concerns you concerns him. But without faith, he can't move. And he can't move without an invitation. Only believe. Only believe. Give God an invitation. I'd like to speak to you who do not know Jesus Christ today. Amen. Hallelujah. That you will begin this day. Amen. By giving God Christ an invitation.
to come into your heart and live as Lord and Savior. It is the greatest miracle. It's a miracle greater than one being resurrected from the dead, because actually when you give your life to Christ, you are resurrected from the dead spiritually. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. It's greater than someone with an issue of blood for 12 years, because the truth of the matter is when you give your life to Christ, he has already solved your issue spiritually, even though you might not see it in a physical manifestation as of yet. Give God an invitation to come into your heart. Open your heart right now. Right now, open your heart. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. He's not going to knock the door down. One of the ladies that I ministered to, she had a situation, amen, where somebody knocked her door down a couple days ago, knocked her door off the hinges to get in. God's not going to go that far. He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. And it's even better yet when he shows up just to have it open. If you having company, glory be to God, the door is open. Come on in. If you'd like to begin a personal relationship with Jesus today, please pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I invite you into my life. I believe you died for me and that your blood pays for my sins and provides me with the gift of eternal life. By faith, I receive that gift. And I acknowledge you as my Lord and Savior. Amen. And amen. Amen. Glory be to God. If you just said that, because Jesus will never refuse an invitation. Sometimes we get invitations and we refuse, but Jesus will never refuse an invitation. If you just said that, guess what? You are saved. Amen. Glory be to God. The angels are rejoicing and we are rejoicing too. Amen. Glory be to the living God. Hallelujah. We want to hear from you. We want to hear from you. Amen. So we can pray with you and send you out some materials to help you to grow into your full maturity. Amen. And for those of us who already know the Lord, but we're in a situation that appears as though our faith is dying, our hope is dying, relationships are dying, whatever else is dying, beloved, maybe it's past dying, maybe it's dead. Maybe it's been dead so long it's starting to stink because it's time to be buried. It's starting to stink. I want you to know that God is still able. God is still able to take you from zero to hero. God is able to step in with divine speed and work a miracle and have everybody shaking their head and say, is that you? I know your story. God is able to do it. If any man be in Christ Jesus, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. God is able to take nothing and make something. God is able to take your mess ups, your mistakes, glory be to God, and turn that all around. Amen. For your benefit. And we know that all things work together for good for those who love the Lord and for those who are called according to his purposes. But you got to believe. But you got to believe. You got to believe. You can let go of some people. You can let go of this and you can let go of that. But the only one thing is you cannot let go of is your faith to believe that God is able to do it. Amen and amen. Father God, we say thank you for the word of God on today. Father God, we give you an invitation to our house because sometimes we invite everybody over but the main person who's supposed to be there. It's like having a birthday party and you got a whole room full of guests and the honoree is not there. Father, we have shut you off. We're worried about situations. We're fretting. We're getting sick. Our hair is falling out. We're gaining weight. We're losing weight. We're breaking out in hives. Our nerves is bad. We got all this going on, Father God, because of situations in our life, Father God, when all we need to do is stop and take a lesson from Jairus and bow and worship you in spirit and truth and ask you to do it and wait for you to do it, Father God, and give you an invitation to do it and remove the negative people out of our lives. They're contaminating our faith. And we are holding on for the sake of friends. We don't even know why we're holding on. We're scared to let go. We're scared to let go. But Father God, this day, help us, Father. Because we can't have fear and faith at the same time. Our faith will erase our fear, or else our fear will erase our faith. And we say thank you and we bless you in Jesus' name. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. We want to thank God for the word of God on today's saints, a personal invitation. Amen, hallelujah, personal invitations. Amen, hallelujah. Thank God for the invitations. Amen, in Jesus' name. All right, in form of announcements, amen, we want you to know if you're a first-time visitor to our services, amen, please visit our website at lifewordjesus.org, lifewordjesus.org. Find out more about our ministry. Amen. We have an altar prayer where we meet 5 days a week. Amen. If you want to pray, want people to pray for you, amen, at 12 o'clock noon and back at 9 p.m. We have Wednesday night Bible study. Amen. This Saturday is spiritual warfare training. Amen. Glory be to God. Every other Friday, we have Friday night prayer. Amen. We're on all the media TV. Amen. 6 times a week. Google TV, Amazon TV, Roku TV. Amen. Glory be to God. Please visit our website at lifewordjesus@gmail.com. That's our email address. We want to hear from you at lifewordjesus@gmail.com. Amen. That's our email address. Our website is lifewordjesus.org. Amen. And if you'd like to, amen, sow into our ministry, amen, this is fertile ground. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. As we take the gospel around the globe, we're now in the home. We're in 127 countries. I have to confirm that today. I know it's 100 and something, and 35 million households. Amen. If you'd like us to take the gospel, amen, to help fuel the tank as we take the gospel around the globe, amen, by sowing into this ministry, amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And so you might reap the rewards, amen, associated with your giving. Amen. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 461, P.O. Box 461 in Glenside, Pennsylvania, G-L-E-N-S-I-D-E, Glenside, Pennsylvania, 19038. Amen. Our Cash App address is $LifeWordJesus, $LifeWordJesus. Amen. And we bless be the name of the Lord. Amen and amen and amen. All right, that is it for today. Amen. Glory be to God. As we close, amen, my heart is heavy today. Amen. For somebody in a bad situation, I'm picking up in my spirit that somebody's in a bad situation, and this is why the Lord sent this word today, because you feel as though something is dead and you're grieving over it, and you're grieving, or not necessarily a person has died, and it might be that too. Amen. But there's something, amen, that you have considered that is dead, amen, that is over, that is the past. And the Lord said, not yet. The Lord has said, not yet. It looked dead, like he told them, that young girl, when they said the girl, the 12-year-old girl was dead, Jesus said, no, she ain't dead. Mm-mm. Said she looked dead, but she ain't dead. And she dead, but she ain't dead to stay. Her body dead, but her spirit and her soul not. And I'm about to bring that all back together. The Lord is saying today that he's about to bring it all back together for you. I don't know who I'm talking to, but the Lord said he's about to bring it all back together for you. Only believe. Ask him to do it, and only believe. Father God, we say thank you for the word of God as it has come forth on today. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray for those who have confessed salvation, Father God. Today we say our souls are happy for those who have said yes to your will, yes to your way. Father God, we pray for those who are heavy. God, somebody is heavy today. They're heavy, Father. They're heavy. And Father God, situation's so bad, they feel, it's so heavy on them, they feel dead. Because they're carrying a dead weight. But Father God, we're asking you to step in right now with your miraculous power. Step in right now, Father God. We ask that you would honor their faith, and Father God, as they ask you, Father God, as they plead with you, as they bow, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we know sometimes you're slow according to our calendar, but Father God, we know your history and you're always on time. And so, Father God, we ask you to meet somebody at their point of need and turn that situation around. Turn that dead situation around to life again, Father. Somebody can't breathe, and their name is not George Floyd, because he's already dead, Father God. God bless his soul. Somebody can't breathe today, Father. They feel like they got a couple more in exhales and it's over. They might inhale and exhale a couple more times and they feel like it's over, Father God. But Father God, man's extremity is your opportunity to work. And we're asking you for a miracle today in Jesus' name. Father, we bless the offering, the tithes, the offerings, Father God, in the name of Jesus. 30-fold, 60-fold, and 100-fold return. Send it back, Father, to the giver. And we thank you, Father God, for money, Father God, in your storehouse to build up your kingdom and tear down a stronghold of sin. Now, Father, we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. We seal this service by the word, the blood, and the spirit, and we cast it at Jesus' feet. Thank you, God. Thank you for giving us an invitation to come to you. Not only are we giving you an invitation, it's only because you first gave us one. And we say thank you. Now, through him was able to keep you from falling into potential falls, for the presence of his glory, with exceeding joy to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore. And the church said, amen, 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 and amen again. And Satan is defeated, darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. We want to hear from you. We want to hear from you. Visit our website, lifewordjesus.org. We want to hear from you. Amen. And to God be praise, glory, and honor. Thank you again, Minister Joanne. Amen. For serving everybody under the sound of my voice. Have a most blessed, pleasant, powerhouse day. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And amen. Bless you.
If you only believe, it is no secret what God can do. For our Father.
If you only, if you only, this is your part. If you only, take the doubt out of your mind. And only, no matter what the doctor says, only, no matter what the lawyer says, only, if you only
amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord, saints. Amen. Use your faith and write Jesus an invitation to your house today. God bless you. Pastor Bradford signing out.